WPFP, translator W276DJ at 103.1 FM Park Falls, Wisconsin. Broadcasting from an old rickety shack on the shores of the Flambeau River. This is Jack FM.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. A private meeting and show of support today in San Francisco. President Biden offering condolences in person to the wife and daughter of Alexei Navalny. The top critic of Russia's President Putin died at a Siberian prison camp last week. The president telling reporters he'll sign off on new sanctions against Russia.
We're going to be announcing the sanctions against Putin, who is responsible for his death. Tomorrow.
The fate of IVF treatments in Alabama up in the air after the state's Supreme Court ruled frozen embryos are legally children. Three IVF providers have paused treatments due to legal concerns. Families like Matt Larry and his wife, hoping to conceive using IVF, are also unsure.
Nobody has the answers of how do you navigate this.
An earlier network outage for AT&T has now been restored. Tens of thousands of customers nationwide impacted when their phones displayed SOS instead of bars. Federal authorities are investigating the cause. This is ABC News. Some customers of the trendy Stanley Cups filing suit claiming the company failed to disclose the products contained lead.
In one of the lawsuits filed last week, Mariana Franzetti alleges the company, V Pacific Market International, engaged in a campaign of deceiving customers by failing to disclose the presence of lead in its tumbler products.
When I discovered that lead was possibly in the Stanley Cup, I was really upset.
Last month, Stanley released a statement saying the material used for the insulation seal at the bottom of the products does contain some lead, but that it is covered with stainless steel and no lead is present on the surface of any Stanley product.
ABC's Eva Pilgrim. A Washington, D.C. man is suing Powerball, saying he was denied a big jackpot. John Cheek says the numbers on his lottery ticket were posted on Powerball's website, but lottery officials say the numbers he saw online were incorrect and posted accidentally, so he was denied the winnings. That prize was an estimated $340 million. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Governor Evers says he has no plans to sign a Republican bill to spend tens of millions of dollars to address PFAS pollution. He says in a letter to lawmakers it puts too many enforcement limits on the state Natural Resources Board. The Senate passed the bill in November and the Assembly is set to pass it today. The U.S. Department of Education is offering breaks on student loans. Cora Hume is with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. She says borrowers with non-federally held loans need to consolidate them into a direct consolidation loan by the end of April.
Older borrowers are less likely to hold direct loans, which would already benefit from this pay count adjustment. And then those that do own direct loans, they're less likely to participate in this IDR program that caps their monthly payments.
Hume says the savings has the potential to change lives. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Marquette bounces back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. After getting blown out by number one ranked UConn, the Marquette Golden Eagles beat the DePaul Blue Demons by 34 points. The final 105-71. DePaul now 0-15 in conference play. NFL, Matt LaFleur introducing Jeff Hafley today as the Packers' new defensive coordinator, replacing Joe Barry, who's now a linebackers coach with the Miami Dolphins. The Chicago Bears hiring 39-year-old Jennifer King as an assistant running backs coach. She's the first female coach ever hired by the Bears. King was on the Washington Commanders coaching staff last year. And the Brewers have re-signed pitcher Brandon Woodruff to the team. And they've also officially added catcher Gary Sanchez from the Padres. New manager Pat Murphy addressing the clubhouse in Maryvale.
I don't care about what others are saying, how much we're going to win. We're going to win this many games because of this, because of this. That's all bullcrap. Doesn't freaking matter. What matters is what? We win tonight.
That's the Brewers manager Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Coming
we want.
Hanging on the light of yo-yo.
proceeds from these messages on Jack FM will be spent on gas.
Are you stressing about your IRS tax problems? Have you received notices from the IRS threatening to garnish your wages, levy your bank accounts, or seize your property? You need an ally. Allies Tax Relief has tax attorneys and enrolled agents that are ready to fight for you. They have saved millions for taxpayers just like you. Allies Tax Relief can help put a stop to IRS collections and, most importantly, negotiate your tax debt. Here's Brenda, a happy client of Allies Tax Relief.
I owe the IRS around $57,000, and they're about to start garnishing my paychecks. I heard a commercial on the radio about Allies Tax Relief, so I thought I'd give them a call. After a day, they were able to at least stop the garnishments, and after a few months of negotiations, I walked away owing the IRS only $301.
If you owe the IRS, call Allies Tax Relief right now for your free consultation. Call 800-647-0499. 800-647-0499. That's 800-647-0499.
Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Party like the old timers at Jack's Corner Bar on Saturday, February 24th during the Prohibition Party. Turn the clock back to the roaring 1920s. DJ Frank spins the tune starting at 9 with a swing dance competition at 10. Enjoy specials on popular drinks like Gin Rickeys, Bee's Knees, and Highballs all night long at Jack's Corner Bar's Prohibition Party happening Saturday night, February 24th, located on Cedar Street in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
Saving money on everything. Now at Menards. Check out our great selection of pet supplies and stock up today. Greenies Dental Treats are vet recommended for clean teeth and healthy gums. They're made with real natural ingredients, plus vitamins to ensure balanced nutrition. Pick up a value pack of Greenies Dental Treats for just $39.98. Good through February 21st. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
This Bunch of Songs in a Row on Jack FM is brought to you by Bunch of Songs Union 247.
Yeah. Were you trying to get crazy with this, eh? Don't you know I'm loco?
Loco?
Jack FM doesn't have DJs. It's the DJs don't have Jack FM.
To the heart of me, the love we share. Oh, oh, oh.
3.1 Jack FM. We'll be right back.
how the free market works magic for Jack FM.
Okay, everyone gather around. I have some exciting...
Running her shoe factory, Kendra talks the talk and walks the walk.
We're switching to green energy.
She needs a biotech consultant to erase her carbon footprint.
All operations will net zero emissions.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
On February 22nd, enter the world of Avatar, The Last Airbender. When the Fire Nation wages a violent war against civilization, the world's only hope rests with a young airbender named Aang. Together with his friends, Aang will go on an epic journey to master the four elements, water, earth, fire, and air, in order to gain the powers of the Avatar. Netflix brings the beloved series to life as a live-action spectacle like nothing ever seen before. Avatar, The Last Airbender, now streaming only on Netflix.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Another spring-like sunny day today with highs flirting with 50 degrees. Winds become breezy tonight as a cold front slides through the state. This may spark some light snow early tomorrow morning, putting down just a trace to around a half an inch. And temperatures cut them in half for Friday. Currently, it's 52.
103.1.
Hey, Jack FM. Why don't you try calling me for once and leaving a message? I'm tired of this being a one-sided relationship.
If you're in the game, then the stroke's the word. Don't take no round, don't take no style. Got a thirst for killing, crack your mouth, yeah. Woo! Right here now, give a firm handshake.
want isn't just Jack FM's motto. It's also a really good tattoo idea. Reservation 866-930-JACK.
Put me out for you. Jack FM es número uno para todos.
Shot through the heart and you're doing.